This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. One of the American Farm Bureau Federation's accomplishments is the establishment of a great working relationship with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Farm Bureau doesn't always agree with USDA, but our relationship with the department is one that allows us to speak our minds and a relationship in which USDA listens when Farm Bureau gives its input on how things are going out in the countryside. So it's no surprise that USDA is watching with interest as we survey Farm Bureau members on how USDA's programs are working. Late last year, Farm Bureau launched a nationwide survey to collect feedback from farmers and ranchers about their experiences with 10 USDA programs. Farm Bureau will use the survey results to develop recommendations on how the department can make its programs work better. AFBF launched the survey because we have heard from Farm Bureau members and staff who have had their share of frustrations. Farm Bureau wants USDA's programs to work well. We know that USDA wants its programs to work well, and the department, Secretary Vilsack especially, is looking forward to learning from what we discover. The online survey concerning USDA programs is open through March 15th. Why should Farm Bureau members participate? Because we all want to help make USDA programs easier to use. This is your chance to advocate for your state's and region's needs. Take the survey yourself and share the link with other farmers and ranchers. Go to usdaprograms.questionpro.com. USDA is listening. Let's speak up. A recent Los Angeles Times article details the experience of John Duarte, a California farmer and Farm Bureau member who has become a symbol for government overreach related to federal water regulations. As the enforcer of water regulations, the Army Corps of Engineers has told Duarte that he broke the law simply by plowing his land in rural Tehama County, California. Experts say that under the Environmental Protection Agency's Water of the U.S. rule, the same type of regulatory enforcement could become commonplace, threatening farmers across the nation. Slowing demand for animal feed this season will leave the world with a bigger hoard of grains than previously thought, according to the International Grains Council. While production from bumper harvests will be slightly less than predicted in November, carryover stockpiles of grains, excluding rice, will increase 1.9% to 455 million metric tons in 2015-2016, the highest in almost three decades. AFBF is collecting feedback from farmers through its USDA program survey. The survey focuses on programs from the Farm Service Agency, the Natural Resources Conservation Service, and Rural Development. Dr. Lisa Benson, AFBF's Director of Rural Development, explained how the survey provides farmers with the opportunity to help improve USDA programs. Benson says the goal here is to learn really what people's experiences are, whether they're good, bad, or ugly. All farmers and ranchers, not just Farm Bureau members, are encouraged to take the survey, which takes about 10 minutes to complete. The recently released Agriculture Department dietary guidelines provide a useful framework for Americans to make healthy choices for themselves and their families, according to Farm Bureau. Farmers and ranchers were alarmed that the government's initial proposal for the new guidelines incorporated agricultural sustainability concepts. While everyone involved in agriculture strongly supports work on agricultural sustainability, there is no scientific basis for incorporating sustainability concepts in federal dietary guidelines, Farm Bureau said in comments submitted this spring to the Health and Human Services Department and USDA. Touching on some of agriculture's many legislative successes during his tenure as Agriculture Secretary, Tom Vilsack called Farm Bureau one of USDA's strongest allies and partners. Advocacy efforts to connect the work being done in rural America to its impact on the lives of every American played an instrumental role in shaping, passing, and implementing the successful 2014 Farm Bill, according to Vilsack, who wrote that in a January 10th letter to Farm Bureau members. He added Farm Bureau members pushed Congress to pass the Critical Trade Promotion Authority legislation and continue to promote the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. The Senate Environment and Public Works Committee recently approved the Bipartisan Sportsman Act, or S-659, by a margin of 12-8. The comprehensive legislation includes numerous provisions that reduce unnecessary regulations, support recreational sport shooting, and encourage widespread conservation efforts. The bill includes a couple of amendments of interest to Farm Bureau. One amendment added the text of S-1500 to the bill. This legislation amends the Federal Rodenticide and Insecticide Act and the Clean Water Act by stating that National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permits are not required when pesticides are applied in conformance with FIFRA. Another amendment delists the gray wolf from protections under the Endangered Species Act in Wyoming and the Great Lakes. Farm women and men interested in information, tips, and techniques on dealing with changes in commodity markets and the agriculture industry should plan to attend the 2016 Spring Outlook on February 23rd at the Macoupin County Farm Bureau Building in Carlinville. Farmers attending the Outlook will have the opportunity to hear Joe Camp, AgriVisor LLC Risk Management Specialist, as he relates grain market insight, trends, and strategies. A question and answer session will conclude the program. The Outlook program begins with a 6 p.m. meal followed by the presentation. There is no cost to attend for Farm Bureau members, but the cost for non-members is $10. Seating is limited and reservations are required. Reservations can be made by calling the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571 by February 16th. The meeting is being sponsored by the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering one $1,500 scholarship, one $1,000 scholarship, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming 2016-17 school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The MCAE Foundation offers the scholarships in an effort to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and/or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, university, or trade school and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselor, high school agriculture instructor, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office. All applications must be submitted to the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office by March 18, 2016. Any questions can be directed to 217-854-2571. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.